If you're doing the readings now, you'll need your reading booklet. If you don't have the booklet at hand, stop now and start again when you're ready. Open the reading booklet to the reading for Unit 11. Look at the first word where you'll see the Dutch A. Listen to the Dutch speaker and pronounce number one aloud after him.
Man. Man.
Now look at number two. Read number two aloud.
Mat.
Look at number three. The Dutch K is softer than the English K and sounds like a cross between the English K and G. Try to read number three.
Kat.
The Dutch D is the same as in English. Try to read number four.
Dat.
Look at number five. The Dutch G makes a sound that resembles the ending of the Scottish word loch, but softer. Repeat number five after the speaker.
Dach.
Now read number five again.
Dach.
Read number six aloud.
Lach.
Look at number seven, which has two syllables. The A in this word has a slightly different sound because the A occurs at the end of the first syllable. Listen and repeat.
Dage.
The EN ending, which occurs frequently in Dutch, is always unstressed. And in conversational Dutch, the N in that ending is normally dropped. Now read number eight twice, first with the ending N pronounced, and then without it.
Laten, later.
Look at number nine. The double A sounds similar to the A at the end of a syllable. Try to read number nine.
Nam.
Read number 10.
Man.
Look at number 11. Regular word stress in Dutch falls on the second to last syllable, which in this case is
man.
Read 11.
Maandag.
Remember the sound of the Dutch G and try to read number 12 aloud.
Ga.
Read number 13.
Lot.
Number 14.
Lat.
Listen and repeat number 15, which has the Dutch O.
Nog.
Look at 16. The letter P in Dutch is softer than in English. Read number 16.
Kop.
Remember, regular word stress in Dutch is on the next to last syllable. Now read number 17 twice, first with and then without the final N. You pronounce only one P.
Koppen, koppe.
Read 18.
Tot.
Read 19.
Kom.
20.
Komt.
This is the end of Unit 11 and the end of today's lesson. Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.